Good day again. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to talk with you about the power of God. My text will be 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Now, instead of trying to qualify what the power of God, quote-unquote, means, let's just accept the fact that whatever we think it might mean, I'll tell you that God's power is far more than we could ever imagine. The only way our Christian community can grow in numbers is through authentically declaring the good news so that our hearers are wowed, not by our eloquence that we think we might have, but because of the presence of God in the midst of the preaching. Now, preaching is not only on Sundays, but every day. Every day that you are with people, you are preaching. Namely, you are telling and living out the gospel. Our only concern that can be quickly laid to rest is this: is your audience marveling at your wisdom, or are they wowed at the God whom you're serving? Who's getting the credit?